Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Welcome to another edition of Marketing School. I'm your host, Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to measure the results of your content marketing efforts. So I think this is something that I've struggled quite a bit with in the past. And, you know, there's a saying out there, what gets measured gets managed. And I think it's really important to talk about what you're doing so you're not just producing content for content's sake, because I see a lot of people out there, myself included in the past, where we'll just create a bunch of content and it just kind of falls into the archives and we're not really sure if it added a return on investment or not. So I think there is actually a very good post out there. I think this one's by Matthew Barbie on how you can measure the results of your content marketing efforts. And I think one thing you can do, you can start simple. You can start with an Excel spreadsheet or a Google spreadsheet, and you can just track what's important to you. Is it page views? Probably not, but you know, you might look at email signups. That might be important to you. And then you're also looking at the leads that you have coming in as well, in terms of maybe people are looking to work with your company. And then you have your product sales as well. So you can measure those. And if you're really looking for SEO benefit, you can also measure links as well. So there's a couple of things that you can look at. And what I always like to do is you can look at the revenue coming from that specific channel or from that specific post. And you can look at, you know, the metrics in Google Analytics to see what that post brought for you exactly. Just keep in mind, with the content marketing type of stuff, it is going to take time to see results. So you have to be patient.
On my end, I know this sounds weird, but I don't really track my conversions or ROI from content marketing. I never really have. The way I got into content marketing is I had a blog years ago called Pronet Advertising. I gave it away because I got tired of blogging. This was years ago. It was a Technorati 100 blog. And what ended up happening was it got popular and we started getting business from it. And the reason I started blogging was I was just bored. I'm like, oh, well, maybe it'll drive business one day. And when you're spending your own time on it, there's no real cost other than hosting, you use a WordPress theme, maybe you pay for it, it's free. Eventually we paid for a design, but there was no real cost. So when you get leads, it's like pure profit almost. Nowadays, I spend a ton of money on content marketing, but because my past experience all proved to provide a positive ROI, I just don't even look at it. And the way I recommend it to companies to look at it is it's a long-term play. You don't get an ROI in the first 6 months, 1 year if you're lucky. And I tell them you should look at traffic, purely traffic, and how relevant is the traffic to your core product or service that you're selling. And if the traffic keeps going up, eventually you can figure out how to monetize it, whether it's selling your own product, affiliate stuff, whatever it may be. There's a lot of options. But the key that I look for is the traffic going up on a monthly basis? And I measure it per channel, social, SEO, direct, email. And then once the traffic starts getting above 10,000 visitors, I start collecting emails. And I try to get as many emails as possible, because the more emails you get, you can remarket to people, and eventually you can start selling to those people, because your email list is going to be your highest converting channel for sales. But that's how I look at content marketing. And after a year, yeah, sure, I'll get into the nitty gritty. Till then, you know, when I'm just starting off, I purely only look at how many visitors are coming to the blog on a monthly basis, and is it growing? And once I hit 10,000, I make sure that at least 5% on the low end of the unique visitors, not visitors, but unique visitors are converting into email subscribers. And on the high end, 9 or 10%. If you get closer to the 9 or 10%, that means you have a really loyal audience and the chance of them closing into sales is really high. If you're below 5%, that means you have a problem and it's going to be really hard to monetize your blog.
Yeah, and I was actually listening to a Wall Street Journal podcast this morning, and there was this guy that has this blog called Calculated Risk, which is a financial blog, and he's been doing it since, I believe, 2006, so it's been about 10 years. What he said was, hey, you know, he started to realize there was something when he got 100 visits on his website. And now, you know, that blog gets, I think, anywhere from 2 to 4 million visits a month. But, you know, for him, you know, a lot of people ask him, how did you go about building your traffic? And he just said consistency. You know, he just kept writing. And then, you know, some of the stuff goes viral. Some of it doesn't. It's not like he was actually actively going out there to reach out to people, asking them to link to him or anything like that. He actually didn't do any of that. It was all just really, really good content. So like Neil mentioned, you know, you're probably looking at you know, at least 1 year to start to see something happen. I like to say, you know, it's anywhere from a 12 to 18 month journey. If you look at any of your analytics over time, perhaps you have access to clients or something like that, you can see that, you know, maybe the first year everything's flat and then things just start to kind of take off from there. So content marketing, it's a long-term journey. And I think, yeah, I agree. You don't start measuring till maybe later when you have some traction, because initially you're trying to get the initial traction, the measurement's not going to really matter. But down the road, if you Google that post, I think it's Matthew Barbie on how to measure your content marketing ROI. You're going to see some good ideas there.
So I want you guys to think of content marketing like PR. Shift your mindset. It's not like AdWords where you spend money and you make money right away. You need to shift your mindset to think of it as PR. When you do press, you know the branding's good for you. It's going to be hit or miss, but if you do it in the long run, you hire a good agency, eventually it's better to have it than it is to not have it. So that's one thing. The second thing I want to tell you is a story. So when we started Kiss Metrics, we had the blog before the product. We generated the signups mainly through the blog, because the blog gets like 1 million visitors a month. Now, when we started, we had a ton of different content, a lot of unique topics. Some of them were useless, like how to get more out of your FeedBurner account or something like that. I'll teach you about content marketing because FeedBurner is an RSS feed for blogs. Kissmetrics sells attribution analytics, right? There's nothing around Kissmetrics that is useful when it correlates to FeedBurner. But I was creating blog posts like that, and it was me writing them. Yeah, sure, now you see a lot of other writers on the blog, but at the beginning, a lot of it was me. Eventually, I learned that when we wrote e-commerce posts, we didn't get as many visitors, but those visitors were more loyal, they would come back to the website, and they're much more likely to buy the product because e-commerce companies were ideal fit for us. So the point I'm trying to make is, it's hard to measure your ROI at the beginning, but you know your client type. So if you have a product, like at Kissmetrics, we knew that our ideal business was a software as a service company, a subscription company, kind of like a Dollar Shave Club, or an e-commerce business. And no matter what category the business was in, if they made $10 million or more a year, they were a good fit for us. If they made like $1 million a year, they were not a good fit for us because they needed volume for our system to be really valuable for them. Sure, you can get some insights when you're only making a handful of sales, but it's not that useful. You have other problems and you should be focusing on just getting more sales. Once we figured that out and we started writing more e-commerce and marketing-related posts to help software companies or subscription companies, even though it wasn't related to our product or service, but it helped those type of companies, we had a much better conversion from a website visitor, a blog visitor, into a customer. And the key was, when we started doing webinars, collecting emails, they're much more likely to convert. So the point I'm trying to make is, visitors, each visitor isn't the same. Make sure, even though you're not measuring the ROI in the short run because it's too hard, in the long run you can just look at it as how much am I spending and how much is a blog producing in total each month. But the point I'm trying to make is, in the beginning, you should try to focus on attracting the right type of readers. Don't just write content purely for traffic. Make sure you have your ideal customer in mind when you're writing your content.
Yeah, and I'll give two tactical bits of advice before we hop off here. So if you're at the point where you're like, okay, just give us something to start tracking, well, there's a tool I talked about that allows you to build dashboards, and it's only $20 a month. It's called Syfe. That's C-Y like yo-yo, F as in Frank, E as in Eric, so Syfe.com. And you can build out dashboards that measure your content marketing efforts. And then if you want something for free, then just go to your Google Analytics. Make sure you have your Google Search Console installed as well. Hopefully you do. And then connect the two together. So if you're able to connect the two, then Google Analytics is going to tell you kind of what's going on your top performing organic pages from Google Search Console. And you're also able to measure your goal conversions as well inside of Google Analytics. So not a lot of people are doing this right now. This is going to help you at least start to get going with measurement. But like Neil said, I agree, you know, I think you have to first make something people want before you even consider measuring. So I think there's a natural progression there. So I think that's it for this episode. So we will see you in tomorrow's episode of Marketing School.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.